We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is Rainbow Kitten Surprise. You're going to see them at Buzz Beach Ball July 27th. Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. My name is Hartzell. Let's do this.
Mail time.
This is Letters to the Editor. My name is Hartzell. Throughout the weeks, months, years, I find things online, I find things in print, whatever media it is. Sometimes, occasionally, I have thoughts, just like you do. And what we do after that, to get our voices heard, we do what is called Letters to the Editor. And we will hopefully get a response from said manager. Maybe we want to change something. Maybe we want to gas them up. Maybe we just need to call them out. And today, we want to start with, let me start with a little bit of context. Context is key. The NFL, as you know, has changed their policy over the NFL anthem and how their players can or cannot exercise their right to free speech in the workplace. Many of us have thoughts, including Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. This is what he said.
I think it's just typical of the NFL. They're just playing to their fan base, and they're just basically trying to use the anthem as fake patriotism, nationalism, scaring people. It's idiotic, but that's how the NFL has handled their business. And I think our leadership in the NBA understands that when the NFL players were kneeling, they were kneeling to protest police brutality, to protest racial inequality. They weren't disrespecting the flag or the military.
Now that's what he said. And obviously, at no point in any of those comments was Steve Kerr questioning the military, questioning the patriotism of our men and women in uniform. None of that was said at all. Now, enter a certain Kansas City personality, a voice you may have heard, a diminished voice, but a voice nonetheless. His name's Kevin Keatsman, and his station is Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now, I don't know Kevin personally. I don't know what his motives are. I don't know if ratings are down. I don't know if this is just a ploy to tap into a certain really ugly contingent of his fan base. But my boy's been very star-spangled stupid in the last couple days, but he's doing it all under this umbrella, this fictional umbrella that he's calling patriotism. Again, I don't know where his motives are. I don't know who he's talking to. Well, I have a feeling I know who he's directing these towards, but they're still wrong nonetheless. Now, this certain tweet's what really set me off the edge. This is what triggered my pen to just start writing some stuff down. Again, this is Letters to the Editor. Now, on May 27th, Kevin Keatsman made a tweet. He said, presentation of arms at Indy. Maybe Steve Kerr would like to attack the 300,000 fake patriots in the heartland too. Now, I can dissect that tweet in a host of different manners. Number one, you should probably end that with as well instead of two. That's just grammar 101. The overt pandering to the heartland. You know what you're doing. We know what you're doing, Keatsman. On top of that, the overt misrepresentation of everything Steve Kerr said. Now, I'm not trying to make this some sort of diss track. That's not what I'm doing. But this tweet, what Kevin Keatsman said, what you said, sir, on a very large platform is dangerous. And maybe worse, they are intentionally misleading. Screams overt nationalism. And he knows that these protests have nothing to do with the flag or our men and women in uniform. He knows that what Steve Kerr said was not attacking our military, our men and women in service, actual patriots. He knows that. Of course he does. And like I said, I don't know the man personally. I don't know the business structure at 810. But the goal of this is to maybe have it reach whoever the powers that be are over there. So to the station managers, the ad people, the salesmen, anybody who maybe just for a split second maybe want to listen to this, I have put together for you a letter. And it reads as such. Kevin, may I call you Kev? You know, I really wanted to chalk this up as one of your classic Keatsman does sports radio shock jock routines, but sir, in all honesty, I just don't think you have the vocabulary or the intelligence to be given such a pass. You know exactly what Steve Kerr said, and it had absolutely nothing to do with our men and women in uniform. Just like you know the NFL's anthem policy has nothing to do with patriotism. But let's be real here. You were never concerned about that. You never really cared. Kevin, again, may I call you Kev? You're lost. You have become irrelevant. And sir, your descent into mediocrity has you pulling at some very dangerous strings for which you know you are doing and for which you know is wrong. Now, I don't know if this is a rating stunt or if you're just trying to get attention, because like I said, your voice and voices like yours will someday be silenced. And even now, they are getting softer and softer each and every day. I'm not surprised, neither am I appalled at what you've done and the things you have said, but I will say it is a shame to see you stoop down to such a level. Now, I never did claim or say that you had much talent, but sir, Mr. Keatsman, by the looks of it, seems like integrity for you is also pretty hard to come by. My name's Hartzell, and that is your letter to the editor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.